USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the United States government's main goal in Afghanistan is to get U.S. citizens out of the country safely. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Sullivan says the government has spoken with almost every American in the Middle Eastern country over the last 48 hours. Sullivan adding there's extra security at the airfield to prevent a potential ISIS attack.
The threat is real. It is acute. It is persistent. And it is something that we are focused on with every tool in our arsenal.
Tropical Storm Henri is expected to make landfall sometime Sunday afternoon right around the Connecticut-Rhode Island border. Forecasters expecting the storm to slow down and possibly stall near the Connecticut-New York border Sunday night. It's also expected to weaken with top winds of around 60 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
As Afghan refugees are continuing to be put on planes and sent to the United States, the vetting process continues for the refugees.
The Department of Defense says that about 17,000 people have been evacuated from Afghanistan in the last week. About 6,000 troops are currently on the ground to help in that effort. A needed force, as ISIS has reportedly threatened both the airport and the people trying to get to it. Major General Hank Taylor of the Joint Staff said Saturday that vetting the Afghan evacuees has become a cross-agency effort for the federal government.
I would add that intelligence, law enforcement, and counterterrorism professionals are conducting screening and security vetting for all SIV and others vulnerable Afghans before they are allowed to enter into the United States. These agencies are surging resources to evaluate all of these evacuees to ensure protection of the homeland. This massive effort is the result of teamwork.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Parents across the nation are continuing to come out against critical race theory.
A Colorado black father delivered a stirring speech denouncing critical race theory during a school board meeting last week. Derek Wilburn stole the show and garnered a standing ovation from other parents.
I'm neither oppressed nor a victim. I travel all across this country of ours. And I check into hotels, and I fly commercially, and I walk into retail establishments, and I order food in restaurants. I go wherever I want, whenever I want. I am treated with kindness, dignity, and respect.
After the rousing monologue, the board members voted to ban critical race theory in the school district. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A new Pew Forum study indicates that 48% of Americans favor the government defining and regulating whether news is fake, up from 39% in 2018. Fully 59% prefer big tech companies to censor their platforms to remove news they consider fake. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says school mask mandates are a violation of state law. The governor referring to the issue during a stopover in Tampa Bay on Saturday to inaugurate an antibody treatment site. Governor DeSantis saying Sarasota schools are violating state law with their 90-day mask mandate that was imposed on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.